This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. Rabbi sharah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Welcome, 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 people, all the beautiful people that are here, mashallah. So, you must be wondering, what am I doing today? And the answer is, I'm in my kitchen. And I'm in the place where I like to be. Wa alaikum salam, brother Sajid. How are you? I hope you're doing well, inshallah. So, I'm sure you guys have seen the live. For those of you that are on Instagram, probably not. You have not seen the live. I had posted that I was going to go live on my Facebook, and I said, may as well go live on my Facebook and YouTube and Instagram for all the people that are here. And the idea of today's session was that we are carrying on our discussions on my YouTube and Facebook channels, and those discussions are primarily on Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, the prophetic day. And we are still in the prophetic mornings. And for those of you that have missed it, you can check the other episodes that are there on Facebook. And for those of you that are on Instagram, I'm sure that you guys are on YouTube, but stay on Instagram for now. And it's really interesting. So the idea is we're going to be preparing prophetic breakfast. So in our journey through an average day from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, we are at a point or at an inflection where Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just right now, after he finishes his morning adhkar in the masjid and he has finished everything that he usually does with the Sahaba, the communications and all the different types of listening to their dreams and telling them stories and everything, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would usually get up. And as he would get up, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as he would get up from his majlis, the natural process for him was that he would go and visit the wives that he had, and then he would arrive at the home of his wife that he is going to spend that particular day with. Now, as soon as he would enter, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask for breakfast. So he would say, "Hal indakum shay? Do you guys have any breakfast? Do you have any food? Do you guys have any food?" And obviously, the response would be, "Na'am ya Rasulullah, we have food." And those food or those breakfast happened to be whatever was available. Now, what I've done is I've prepared the various types of breakfast that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have. And one particular type of breakfast that I want to make today together is, number one, there's comments happening here. Are you making us breakfast? No, I'm not making you guys breakfast. I am telling you the breakfast of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's the whole idea. There's nobody making breakfast over here. All right, number one, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have something called nabiv. Nabiv is basically when you take either kishmish or raisins, or for Sana, she would know this very well, kabli plow, mashallah. I know it is dinner time. It's okay, it's okay. You know, one day I will also make the dinner too. But for the time being, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would have nabiv. Nabiv is something that, you know, you would know. Sana would know. I think protective poet should know, which is basically raisins. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So he would have raisins. He would have dates. And what he would do is he would dip the dates, or he would soak the dates overnight in water. Now, what that does is it creates, I don't know if you're able to see I'm going to shake it now. I don't know if you guys can see it, the color, not my bumblebee hat. I think I need to take the bumblebee hat off so people can actually see. So if you can see the color in the bottom, you can see the color in the bottom. This color, if I mix it, now you have this water which is filled with the residue of dates. I know it looks disgusting, but it tastes amazing. And this is what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have for breakfast. So obviously you would just take this water Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tori's Fitness, how you doing? Assalamu alaikum, brother. How are you doing? It almost smells like alcohol. You want to make sure it doesn't ferment. That's just be careful on that one. Be very careful on that. Because if this ferments, what happened?
I forgot.
Okay, my son forgot something. It's okay. And you will see the small bubbles due to the fermentation. Yes, brother. It is called fermentation. We have a doctor in the house. So this is called Nabiz. And now what you can do is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Can I have some? Yes, you can, inshallah, but you got to come out to Milton. Oh, let me take that date out. Okay. Brother, you want to have this fermented date? Who wants to have this fermented date? Bismillah ar-Rahman. Wow. All I can tell you is I'm going to have a sugar high tonight, bismillah. All right, so this is called Nabiz. Now, it was never the case that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time had dates. There would be time. Yo, if you are in Milton, come right now. I have another Nabiz which is ready. This was a Nabiz that was made from figs. So dried figs. I don't know if you guys can see them. Simple dried figs, nothing fancy. Very simple dried figs. I don't know if you guys can see this. Dried figs. I'm coming after COVID. Yeah, sure. And then mix. And that is your breakfast. You know, preferably 7 dates. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have 7 dates. Not one, not two, not seven. So he would have 7 dates in this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have 7 dates, and then your breakfast is going to be the water that is in the mason jar and those dates. And that date was, yes.
Ajwa khajur.
Yes, 7 ajwa khajur. You can have 7 ajwa khajur, ajwa dates, and that was the breakfast. So those are the 2 different types of breakfast that I have. That's a sure, yeah. Well, keep in mind, these dried figs, all of that was not very readily available. So there were times where they would have, yeah, high protein, a lot of sugar. True, high protein, a lot of sugar. Assalamu alaikum, everyone that is on Facebook and on YouTube. We are here and we are doing breakfast examples. Now, why all of you are here is for another reason. Now, I have special pair of gloves, and for the doctors, okay, why do you think I'm wearing gloves? Why do you think I'm to happen? Another type of breakfast that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had was something called hiyas, and we're gonna make hiyas right now as you and I speak. We're gonna make hiyas. Now, what is hiyas? Hiyas was once. Yes, you have a feeling. Your feeling is very, very correct, Susana. You have a correct feeling. All right. All right. We are good to go. There was a dish that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make. And this dish is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. This dish is mentioned. This barley batter. No. That is labina. That is talbina. That we're going to do that later. We are going to do that later. So another thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make is, let me see if I can turn this down so you guys can actually see this. I don't know how this is going to work. All right, let me raise this up a little bit. Can I raise this? Okay, this is the furthest I can go. Okay, I guess you guys are going to have to work with it. Oh, that's fine. Okay, for those of you that are here, I'm going to switch down. So you guys can see what I'm making, inshallah. And you can see my beautiful mic as well. All right. So what we have is Some heavy tajweed. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Hiyas is something that is made out of four items or three items. This is called semen. This is called semen. Very easy for all of you. This is called semen. Very, very easy. Semen is basically ghee. And all you're going to do is you're going to take some ghee. We're going to put some ghee in there. Then Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to have something called iqad. Now, iqad is basically dried, so milk. And if you boil it enough, it eventually turns into powder like this. And in the past, what would happen is they would turn these into small, like they call it quras, small kebab type shape things. And they would dry it in the sun. And whenever they would want milk, then they would take those small discs and they would put it in water, mix it, and then they would have milk all year round. Now, the base of hiyas is made from, these are 5 tablespoons of powdered milk. Then the next item, which is a very important item, is dates. Simple dates. Depend. That is iqt. It's hamza, qaf, ta. So what you're going to do is you're going to take out some pitted dates. Remove the pits. Take out some dates. I have them dates over here. Bismillah. For those of you that are online, jazakallah khair for being here. This is going to be our breakfast. Hopefully, I'm going to force the kids to have this.
I'm down.
My son is like, I'm down for it. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to try with 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is 5. 5 dates. 6 dates. And 7 dates. You just got to make sure you take out the thing. And all you got to do in this beautiful thing is you got to take that date and that, and you're going to mix it. You're going to mix it, and you're going to turn that into a paste. And you got to make sure that all the powder and everything mixes together.
So you add the ghee after.
Well, you have to break the dates so that they become into a paste. Obviously, they had much fancier tools than my hands right now. And then what you do is you simply take some ghee, 1 tablespoon, and what 1 teaspoon for now. What it's going to do is it's going to create the heat and the friction of you mixing all of this together. It's going to create some sort of a paste type of a thing. I don't know if you guys can see this, but this is almost forming into a little bit more ghee. So it forms. Okay. It forms almost like a type of a dough. I don't know if you guys can see this. And that brings us to an end of prophetic breakfast. So this is your hiyas right here. This is called hiyas. All the dates and the milk or fermented dried milk or powdered milk and the dates combined. Now, what is left for you and me to do is to fix the camera first. Okay, people. All right, let me take... Okay, this, what? It's okay. My son. Kind of like those soft nutritional bars. Yes, yes, very much, very much. Actually, it's almost, you know what? That's a really good description, Saif. That is an excellent description by our brother Saif on Instagram. And he's right. It is kind of like that thing. Now, my first try of this is going to be my son. Yeah. Who's sitting right there behind the camera. Try it. How is it? Speak. How is it?
I need to think. I've got a taste in mind.
He has a taste in mind.
I've tasted this before, like same taste.
Wow. Should I do like Mark Wiens? Wow. Wow. Oh my God. Seriously? Oh my God. This is like, that's Mark Wiens for you right there. I think I should get an Oscar.
You could put this on ice cream.
And oh my God, this is so good. I don't know. Like, this is just like, yeah. I can just take care of this right now. Now, here's how you take this to the next level. You take this. Oh my God, this is so good. I honestly don't know. It is so good. It is so good. Ridiculous.
And just like less than three ingredients.
Okay, so how you make this even better for folks out there is you put this on a frying pan and you let the ghee and the milk and the date all come together. And then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of you. Because after that, you are going to require lots of mercy. This, my brothers and sisters, is going to be for my breakfast for tomorrow. I'll need it. So you guys can benefit from this, inshallah. Okay, I have a question for you guys. So there is another item I forgot. Right here. One last item left. This is called nabidh. And this nabidh, the only difference with that nabidh and this nabidh is, instead of water, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have, it's not very sweet. It's not very sweet. Is it too sweet? Not at all. It's amazing. Sana, it is amazing. It's not sweet at all. So what would happen is, at times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would just put in dates in the milk. So you guys can see this. At times Rasulullah would just put dates in the milk and leave this milk overnight. Usually they had colder nights and when they were able to have milk. And honestly, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, that is all I can tell you. You are going to be in for a treat if you do this tonight. So for tomorrow's breakfast, you have to do three things. You have three intentions. Intention one is you want to follow the prophetic day, and your intention is that you want to follow the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second intention is that you want to be strong. You want to be al-mu'minul qawi. You want to be that believer who is strong. So you want to have a proper breakfast. Literally, you saw how long it took me to make this. If you have some dried fermented milk, if you don't have that, what really works as a substitute is your good old Nido from Pakistan. This Nido works really well. You can get it from any desi store. And that will do the job. In any case, this will end the live for today. I sincerely hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of you. For the people on Instagram, Thank you for joining. This was not planned, but it happened. For the people that are on YouTube and on Facebook, appreciate you all being here, and Twitter, inshallah. Do you think there will be some, I want to ask this question. Do you think there is going to be an interest if I was to do like a whole menu of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Like we go through like the books and we look at the menu, and when Allah subhanahu, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about talbina, for example, what you just talked about, like, you know, barley butter, right? Talbina, and how did Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam eat that talbina? Or when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat thareed, you know, one of the type of foods, then we make that food. And for Ramadan, we have that as a pre-recorded show that you guys can watch. Do you think that would be a good thing for you guys? Tayyab Aftab, he says, Tayyiba Aftab, she says, yes, that would be very, very good thing to have. People on Instagram, yeah, make a really nice video series like actual food YouTube. Yeah, actually, I'm actually genuinely thinking about it. I think we should go like, you know, like I love food and I have access to all this historical data, which is all the books of history in Arabic, which a lot of people don't have access to. And I think this would be something really good for us if we were to be able to, at least in Ramadan, we go through like the 8 dishes that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would usually have. You can go from the I'm a foodie. All right, Sana, sure. Let's see who's the better foodie, me or you. Okay. All right, I'm going to end this live. I like the feedback. Thank you so much, everyone. Barakallahu feek. It is way past my bedtime. It's 10 o'clock. The reason I've not been able to do lives online for people that are watching me live on YouTube and on Facebook, I do the Instagram lives, but the ones on YouTube, the 8 at 8 and the prophetic day is in the morning when my kids are at school. There's 6 computers that are connected and all of them are using data and all of them are using video and all of them are using all of that. So that messes up the internet at home and I cannot do lives. Like this morning I went to do lives and like it said, your data speed is like 2 megabytes per second. So that's the reason I'm not able to do the lives until the pandemic is over and the kids go back. It's going to be quite difficult. I'm trying to figure out a solution, inshallah. Hopefully I should be able to go live regularly. People on Instagram, thank you so much. Barakallahu feek. And people that are here, inshallah, we will go live tomorrow, bi-ithnillah. Preferably, I will schedule the live so that in this way you would know and I would know when I'm going to go live. Please do click on the reminders and subscribe so that you're able to know when I'm going to go live, bi-ithnillah ta'ala. I like how everyone is quiet at home when you're talking. It's nice and silent. No, nobody is quiet at home. Everyone is sleeping, Sana. That's why I'm doing it at 9:45, way past my bedtime. No one, like, I usually am in bed at 9:30, like sleeping, waking up at like 5:30 in the morning. So, Jazakallah khair. Prophetic breakfast. Those of you that missed the early part, you can see the rest of it together. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Assalamu alaikum fi amanillah. All right, let's close this. Thank you, everyone on Facebook that are here on live. Assalamu alaikum fi imanillah. We will see you, all the people that are on Twitter, on Facebook, and the 3 people that are on YouTube, or 1 person that's on YouTube. Barakallahu fikum, everyone. Assalamu alaikum.